from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 8 o'clock. I'm Danny DeCrescenzo, topping our report this hour. New Jersey Congresswoman LaMonica McIver is reacting to the new charges against her over that incident at an ICE detention center in Newark earlier this month. A Democrat spoke out on Capitol Hill today, the day after the feds charged her with assault.
It's political intimidation, and I'm looking forward to my day in court.
McIver says the visit should have been peaceful, and instead, ICE agents created an unnecessary and unsafe confrontation. Housing is one issue New Jersey voters are divided about. A recent FDU poll finds voters are pretty split on whether the state should incentivize builders to construct new homes from affordable to luxury.
46% of New Jersey voters say that the state should be incentivizing home builders to construct more housing. 43% saying the state shouldn't be involved in this.
Executive director of the FDU poll, Dan Cassino, says the biggest predictor of the views on the matter is age, with those 30 and under overwhelmingly in support of government subsidies for housing than those between the ages of 45 to 64. And police say a deadly double stabbing at a Middlesex County home has left one Somerset County man dead on Monday just before 2 a.m. South Plainsfield police responded to a 911 call and found 38-year-old Brandon Andrews Cruz of Raritan dead and their 32-year-old local woman injured. She was rushed for treatment. Prosecutors are investigating the incident. No further details were released as of Tuesday morning. Download our free app and sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone. Customize it for your neighborhood and stay informed with New Jersey 101.5. And how's the weather looking? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. Now, New Jersey fast traffic.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Rather cloudy through tonight with pockets of drizzle near the shore late, lows in the lower 50s. Periods of rain through tomorrow, a much cooler day with a gusty breeze at times, or can be ponding on streets and highways, resulting in slower travel, highs in the middle 50s. Rain will be heavy at times tomorrow night, and that rain will spill over into Thursday as well, along with those cool temperatures still in place. Highs in the lower 50s, but close to 60 in the south. I'm meteorologist Kai Erickson.
We are looking at 66 in Elizabeth, 61 in Lakewood, 58 Seattle City. Fast traffic, instant weather. Every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5, brought to you by Maple Leaf Farms in Albany, one of the largest garden centers in New Jersey. They sell wholesale to the public. They grow what they sell with the largest selection of tropicals, hanging plants, annual flats, roses, and so much more. Visit MapleLeafFarmNJ.com. The prices are insane.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.